This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Serious, right, Phil?
Yes, I am.
7 minutes past the hour on the DJ Beast Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're all here. Not sure where Dougie is, but apparently they said, go, Jed, go. So
he'll be back momentarily.
He'll be back momentarily, which we never want to ask for details when that happens, because God only knows what it might be. All right, well, let's talk about the news, shall we? This new milestone, actually, for Bubba Wallace was a big one. If you are a fan of NASCAR, you might have seen some of the chants that stole away the headlines over the weekend. Not very kind to the president. There were some blank Joe Biden chants that were rocking the NASCAR race, but it didn't overshadow the fact that Bubba Wallace became the second black driver to win at NASCAR's Top Cup Series. Once the rain stopped, anyway, on Monday, that playoff race at the Talladega Super Speedway. And again, they wonder why we talk about these things. But ladies, this is something that's remarkable. It's a landmark. We celebrate it. And apparently for Bubba Wallace, he had quite the road to go. He drove through a crash and to the front of the field 5 laps before the second rain stoppage of the race. Wallace is in the first season of driving for the 23X1 racing team owned by Michael Jordan and a partner. And it seems like this is the time of year when we focus a little more. I think people are starting to snuggle in. We've got the baseball playoffs underway. Certainly NASCAR is a factor. The football season well underway. Basketball, hockey getting ready to start. This is like a man's dream at this moment in October, I think.
Awesome. I think a woman's dream too, right? A lot of women, a lot of female fans.
How about
of those sports too?
A sports lover's dream.
Yeah. I mean, NASCAR is one of those things where I've never been to a race, you know, in person. I have friends who've gone and they say it's incredibly loud and you actually leave dirty. So that has not sold it for me. Like, I don't even glamp, so like that's like way too much. But NASCAR is one of those things that I'd love to do. Like, I'd love to be in a NASCAR and driving on a track.
Oh, that'd be fun to do it. And I think you also actually have to be at the race. I don't know. My uncle's a big NASCAR fan. I tune out after the first or second. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a lot of cars and a lot of noise, and I just don't quite get it. And maybe the art of driving is lost on me. I don't know. But my uncle loves it, and he contends that once you go see it live, then that's when you really become a fan, because it is that sound, the action, like with a lot of sporting events. I think people's, you know, fanitude gets solidified after they might see their first in-person game.
Fanitude. That's like my new
word. Yeah. I know. I just made it up.
We also feed off of everybody else's energy, too. So it's a lot more fun when you're around a whole bunch of people and cheering, and sometimes you don't even know what you're cheering for, but you're so wrapped up in cheering that it's fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's that in-person experience that is really, truly good. So congratulations, Bubba Wallace. All right. Our other favorite team sport to watch, politics, of course, seems to be well at play. I don't know how great a day it is to be Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. I don't know if you ladies saw it, but there was video that was released the other day of Senator Sinema, who teaches at Arizona State University still. She was back home. She was teaching. She was walking into the bathroom, and some protesters followed her. She's given some opposition. She's a Democrat, but she's in a very purple state. And the Build Back Better plan, she says, is just too expensive and there's not a way to pay for it. So she's been in opposition to that plan and kind of holding things up for Democrats who have attached both the reconciliation bill, the Build Back Better plan, along with the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And she goes to the bathroom and people start videotaping her in the bathroom. Did you see this?
I heard about it, but yeah, that's disgusting.
It was insane. And apparently now she came back to Washington, D.C., and she was attacked at Reagan National Airport by people who were up in her face and, like, getting in her way, screaming at her about the climate and about immigration. Lots of stuff that aren't even really, like, covered in these bills, but they're, like, attacking her where she goes. Joe Manchin is another one of these holdouts. He's a senator from West Virginia, and he's kind of funny. He says he has
the humble guy on the yacht. Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems mostly like a yacht to me, but he says it's a houseboat. Whatever.
Right.
People were like floating up next to him, though, and screaming things at him while he was out in the water. People are taking it. When we say taking it to the streets, I mean, they're like taking it to the streets. In Los Angeles, where I live, they actually had to create a law that you can't go and sit on lawmakers' lawns and protest because people were doing that. They were going to the mayor's mansion, the mayor's house, mansion, whatever they want to call it, and they'd be sitting on the grass waiting for him to leave every morning. And they're, I guess, when is enough enough? When is your right to protest infringing on other people's right to, like, go to the bathroom and walk into your garage in your shorts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, you know, we saw this happen a lot during the Trump administration, right? You know, people in the administration
were getting attacked at restaurants, I know.
Right. And so this just shows that this really doesn't know one political party. This is just sort of like, if you don't like, I mean, and this happens all the time. It's unfortunate. And this is, you know, at this point with social media, everybody feels that their opinion is, you know, matters and that everyone needs to hear their opinions all the time. And I think this is just like the real life version of that continuation. Following someone into the bathroom, it's like, come on. I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, and what's really dumb, and I hate to always be like the one to like tamp down the fun police here, but this lady, multiple people were with her when she was walking into the bathroom to record Kyrsten Sinema. Her name was Blanca, because she says, my name is Blanca, and I was an immigrant, and my grandfather died, and I couldn't even go back to see him when he died because I don't have a pathway to citizenship, and how dare you not support this plan because I need a pathway to citizenship. Well, here's why Blanca is a little out to lunch. The citizenship and amnesty is not even part of the Build Back Better bill because the Senate parliamentarian pulled that out. They were trying to push everything into Build Back Better, and the parliamentarian said, this is a budget reconciliation bill. You can't have sweeping immigration reform as part of that, and they pulled it out. It wasn't Kyrsten Sinema. It has nothing to do with immigration, but these people, I guess, are so energetic, but yet don't have all the information that they're attacking this woman to vote on immigration when it's not even an option for her to do that. So it seems like we have to maybe inform these activists before they start, you know, flushing for freedom, something like that.
Right.
The freedom. I'm a freedom flusher. I'm going to start a new group. I'm just going to wait in bathrooms for politicians.
Hey, it's better than being a toe tapper, right? If I'm a freedom flusher, I'm the next stall over of the toe tappers.
Then you've got a toe tapper and the reach across. You don't want those guys. No. All right, so this fight on the budget bill continues. We'll have the latest between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. I think it's a grudge match, ladies, as the DJV show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're all here. Doug, you'll be along momentarily. And guys, this was a crazy story. And Jay, I'm wondering if you saw it. I know you're a TikToker for your nieces. Victoria, I don't know if you do TikTok. I do not.
I watch it sometimes, but I'm not on it.
There was a TikTok user who went to Brian Laundrie's sister's house. Now, there was Brian Laundrie is the person who is either on the run or has found his demise. He's the one who's being accused of killing his fiancée, Gabby Petito. He's wanted by the FBI for bank fraud. No one can find him, even Dog the Bounty Hunter. Well, his sister told protesters outside of her home in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, that her family has been ignoring her following the disappearance of her brother and the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. When asked if her parents were helping Brian evade authorities, she said, quote, I don't know, and said that she hadn't been able to speak with them. She said, I'm in the boat where I'm getting ignored by my family and thrown under the bus by my family's attorney. This was in an interview that she did with a group of protesters on her lawn with the TikTok user Chronicles of Olivia. Apparently, the lawyer that Cassie is talking about is Steve Bertolino, who's been the public face for the Laundrie family. He said to the news media that he doesn't represent Cassie and that her comments can only be attributed to the press twisting my words and hers. That's what the lawyer is saying, which were only given to clarify prior mischaracterizations by the press with the hopes of further sensationalizing this tragic story. That was a statement made by the lawyer. Cassie made her first public remarks since an ABC interview that she did last month, and it's interesting to hear that the family shut her out. Now, I'd be curious to know, did they have a good relationship before? Are the parents shutting her out to protect her, to try to give her the ability to deny?
Plausible deniability. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that all about? And why does it take someone on TikTok to get this?
And supposedly he is still out there. There's now the latest sighting of him in North Carolina. So it all seems that it's in the same kind of vicinity. But, yeah, that's a good point, Jen, of what was their relationship like before all of this? Did they just now stop talking to her and icing her out? Or is this something that, like, they didn't have a great relationship to begin with?
And it's also interesting how average-looking this guy Brian Laundrie is, because people, he's like Elvis, like he's everywhere. I mean, people have spotted him in Canada, they've spotted him all over the place. It's nuts. Yeah.
But he's also nothing, I mean, not to be mean, but he's kind of just your typical, you know, skinny kind of white guy, basically. I mean, there's nothing that makes him stick out, which is probably working in his favor, because everybody is seeing him and no one is seeing him. But there was this guy who came forward, to Jay's point, that was somewhere along the Appalachian Trail, and said he saw Brian Laundrie in a white pickup truck. Where did he get that truck if this was indeed him? He said he seemed dazed. He thought at first he was on drugs, then he wasn't so sure. And the guy kept saying, I need to get to Los Angeles because I had a fight with my girlfriend, but I still love her. And apparently, according to
this witness, that almost sound like a confession?
Yes.
Like, you know, that people like psychologically need. Yeah, but psychologically, murderers need to tell someone about it. And so whether they're a serial killer or it's an accidental murder, there are always some truths to that, you know. And so that kind of, when I read that, I was like, oh, interesting. He's kind of getting half the story out there to appease his conscience, but at the same time, he's still not giving all the details. So to me, that seems like a plausible sighting.
He's not speaking to people mostly, and he's tired, that it would be completely plausible that he is kind
of
confused.
Well, and he also asked for directions to California via back roads.
I know.
Right?
He made it a point. I don't want to take the highways.
So crazy. So, I don't know. We'll see. No word from Dog the Bounty Hunter, but his daughter did get this guy to confirm that that was indeed the voice of Brian Laundrie. So, we'll see if there's any later developments. We keep following it here on the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour. I'm out.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Forum for Conversation is the DJV program, and we have a trending time now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner is in the is the batter's box. You're not in the on-deck circle, though. You're in the batter's box, right? Wouldn't you say you're in the batter's box now? You're up at bat.
Yep, up to bat.
All right, Daniel Craig is all over the place promoting the James Bond movie that comes out this weekend, and as a result of that, it would appear that he has achieved one more. There's another notch in his belt of accomplishments. What's that?
He is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and his star will actually be right next to another 007, Roger Moore's star.
That's so cool.
Yeah, why? Yeah, and this is all happening tomorrow.
Why is
kind of leading up to the film.
Where's Sean Connery's Bond? Where's his walk? His star on the Walk of Fame?
There might be people next to him already, because he's so much older, maybe.
Yeah. So he's
That's my only guess, is that there's no real estate near him?
I don't think Sean Connery does have one, because...
I'm thinking he doesn't, too, yeah.
Roger Moore, David Niven. Pierce Brosnan, and Daniel Craig are the only four Bonds with a star.
How does Sean Connery not have a star?
Or does Sean Connery, does he have a star for something else? He should have a star on the Hollywood Walk.
He should have a star.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. A star,
maybe
period.
Maybe he didn't want to pay for it. Maybe that was it.
Oh, that's true. Maybe he
somebody would
it.
Have paid for it. The producers, the Broccolis would have paid for it, or the Broccolis.
The Broccoli.
Niven.
The Broccoli family.
The Broccoli family, yeah, right. As opposed to the spinach family and the beet family. The fact that David Niven, I got a kick out of your not pronouncing it right. Does anybody else beside me know who David Niven is? Raise your hands, please. Aha.
I know the name. I've heard my mom mention that name, and I don't know what context. No, I'm dead serious. I've heard my mom say that name. I can't remember why.
David Niven came out of the same era as Gene. Gene. Who is the guy that's in?
Hi, Gene. This isn't helping, but...
No, I know.
Is he a playwright or something
He was a dancer and an actor in musicals.
Okay.
He was considered a dandy. He was an Englishman. And he starred in an
Are you talking about Gene Kelly? Are you trying to get to Gene Kelly?
Gene Kelly.
Okay.
Yes,
good. Okay.
Gene Kelly.
How in the world?
Because the dancing and the singing, and I'm remembering my mom saying something old school, so yeah, I'm kind of going to Gene Kelly. Okay.
So David Niven is from that era. He was a dance and a song and dance guy, and he did a spoof of James Bond called Casino Royale, but it wasn't the same Casino Royale that was done later by
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. So Niven is there only because he was the star of a spoof on James Bond. Pierce Brosnan Weird. Certainly belongs there. Roger Moore. Yeah, anyway. All right, so what else is happening? Rami Malek, does he have a star yet? He's too young probably for a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, isn't he?
No, but he will be at the ceremony. He is going to deliver a speech. He plays the bad guy in the
Very
latest Bond film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a great actor, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, that's they're Bond. You're going to see Bond all over the place. My prediction is for this weekend that this will be the biggest opening for probably 3 years. This thing will do, I'll bet you it'll do close to $200 million. On opening weekend.
I hope it does.
Yeah. Well, that movie, that horrible thing, Venom, that opened last weekend did, what, 86? They only expected to do 50. Why did you, Jay, I'd ask you this question. Why in the world do you go watch movies like that creature in that movie? My God, who'd want to see that? Yeah. Awful. The teeth
different
on that.
Strokes for different folks.
Okay. Okay, all right. I can't argue with that. All right, in the next half hour, we're going to celebrate the gas tax in New Jersey. Hooray! How about that, Victoria? You got something to celebrate here on the DJV program with Jen and Victoria and Jay and Doug at 28 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will try again on Wednesday to address a debt ceiling suspension bill.
Before the end of this week, the Senate must get a bill to the president's desk to address the acute crisis of the debt limit. President Biden was crystal clear in his speech this morning. If Republicans don't get out of the way and let the Senate take action now, our government will in all likelihood enter default for the first time ever.
The bill is aimed at increasing the national debt, now well over $28 trillion. Andrew Yang, who ran as a Democrat for both New York City mayor and the Democrat 2020 presidential primaries, says he left the Democrat Party and is now an independent. Yang wrote in a statement on his website Monday, quote, "And yet I'm confident that no longer being a Democrat is the right thing," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As inflation grips all Americans with higher prices for just about everything we buy across the board, adding another $3.5 trillion to the national debt makes no sense to those that are fiscally responsible. House Budget Committee Congresswoman from Iowa, Ashley Hinson, tells Fox News this bill would include IRS agents to intrude on all American bank accounts.
Let's face it, Americans are spending money on groceries, on rent, and the government doesn't need to know every time you're going to Costco and stocking up on diapers and groceries, and I think it's just an incredible invasion of big government, and so our bill is designed to fight back against that. The Protecting Financial Privacy Act is standing up for personal freedom and keeping the IRS out of our bank accounts. Instead of funding all these new IRS agents right now, we should be funding Border Patrol agents, and so it's just a complete, it's a counter to the mixed priorities coming out of the Biden administration right now. This is a Big Brother proposal, plain and simple, and when you look at the plans coming out of the Biden administration right now, it's no wonder they want more IRS agents to force compliance. They want more insight into what we're spending and doing, because that's the best way that they can control our everyday lives. So, again, I think it's time that we push back against dangerous proposals like these. They want to come after your money, right? That's what they really want. And so I think they couldn't be more blatant about these proposals, and we're going to fight back against them.
Dozens of people reported seeing a brilliant fireball over Colorado early Sunday morning. The American Meteor Society said reports were largely in the Denver area around 5:30 a.m. Eastern. Observers saw the meteor as far south as Santa Fe, New Mexico. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? A familiar, friendly voices of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here in the beginning. It was all about the beginning, right? What else could you do at the beginning besides have the beginning? I've been reading a lot of spiritual books lately, and the contrast, the comparison of what role work plays in your life, what role play plays in your life. I've often been not criticized, but I spend a lot of my waking hours in pursuit of things that end up being accomplishments. Some people call it work. I just like to think that I'm accomplishing things. And we accomplish things different. Everybody's got a different way to accomplish. Some people like to play, and they think that's good. Work and play balance. Depends on how you define it. One of the things that I find most useful in my days are naps. Naps are, if you can do it, I don't know, if you have a 9-to-5 job or an 8-to-5 job, it's hard to get a nap. Although more and more companies now are setting aside the new design in these Google offices, they set aside nap rooms so that people who come into the office, there are a lot of people who are there 10, 12 hours a day. And the recognition, the fact that people get sleepy, especially after they have a meal at lunchtime, get sleepy, right? So instead of having somebody who's sort of unproductive, you take a nap for 15, 20 minutes or whatever it is. I think it's fair. There are so many people that take smoke breaks still. Why isn't it fair for people who don't smoke to have a nap? Everybody buy into that? And that, I mean, in a job like this, you can't do it, but I'm just saying regular jobs.
A lot of companies actually kind of tried to do this nap room thing.
Jennifer.
Yes. And they're actually in New York. This is probably, I don't know, 10 years ago. They started these like nap pod places where you can actually go on your lunch break and like they give you pajamas and you nap, whatever. Well, clearly with the, you know, with COVID and everything, no one's sharing nap spaces. But a lot of companies faced backlash because the employees who did opt to take a nap were apparently kind of judged by their bosses as lazy or hungover or whatever was assigned to them. So it kind of backfired. It's not really like if you're going to nap, you want to do it where you're, you know, off the clock when your boss doesn't know.
Really?
You don't want to it's like the gross, and we've all worked in offices, and it's the gross old guy who heads to the bathroom with a newspaper under his arm. It's like, dude, you've just put out like a siren signal of what you're going to do. We know.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
We all know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know. I would have problems the way I'm envisioning it. It's like kindergarten where everybody laid on a cot next to each other. I don't know. Like, maybe if I had my own nap room, maybe.
But that's an interesting thought. Where Miles goes to school and where he has for the last couple of years, my grandson, they do have a nap room. They take a half hour. At some point in time, they have to have quiet time. Some of the kids have a nap, and some they are quiet. Miles is good for quiet time. He tells stories to himself. I don't know. It's just something to think about as a child or as an adult. Did you talk about when I wasn't around the last half hour, Shatner going up into space? We haven't touched that yet.
No, not yet.
All right.
Waited for you.
Oh, thank you. This guy's 90 years old. Something about him, I've been around him a few times, mostly at Jennifer's dad's house, but he's or at the horse show or whatever. He's a very interesting character in many different ways, as are most really good actors. They have a personality. It's hard to be an actor without a personality. And Shatner, I think, just keeps himself going and has maintained his health and his well-being because every day he has a project. Every day he has something to do. Every day he constructs. Kind of like what I was saying a few minutes ago.
He's a lot like you, and you don't stop. You know,
no.
Keep going.
Just keep
doing
going.
Something new. Right.
Right. So I want to do what he's doing. I hope I don't have to wait till I'm 90 to do it, and that is go up on the Blue Origin. I'd like to go on the one on Elon Musk's
that
goes around.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the Virgin.
Yeah, I would like to do the Branson's one. That just seemed like the shuttle is way cooler and you get a better view. And
It's a genteel
way. I'm not down with that penis rocket that Bezos came up with.
Well, I like the idea of going up and going around for 3 or 4. As a matter of fact, I talked to my friend Nick Miles, who's the car expert that we have on and has a website, rautoexpert.com. He's getting friendly with Elon Musk, and so I thought we ought to try to make a deal so that we can
from space. Exactly.
You
should take a pickup truck up there.
Yeah. Well, he put a Tesla. Didn't the first he did put a Tesla in the first rocket that he sent, in orbit. So, okay, let's go to Victoria's home state of New Jersey, where they're going to cut the gas tax. This is something new.
This is unheard of,
Pay attention. Yes, right.
I have never in my lifetime.
They're cutting a tax?
Yes.
Cutting it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I know. I've never heard of this happening, but everyone in New Jersey is pretty excited about it. So it's starting this week. The tax rate will decrease by 8.3 cents per gallon. So now we're actually below California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and New York. They all have higher gas taxes than New Jersey at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to raise it last year. They justified raising it last year because no one was driving anywhere. New Jersey is a big commuter state. And so no one drove. I mean, I think we put 5 miles on our car in months. And so they raised the gas tax. And now because they've recouped some of those losses, now they actually, which is millions of dollars, and they lost a lot of gas tax revenue, they've recouped some of it. And so now they're dropping.
So compare this, Victoria, compare this to the California tax, which is about 94 cents a gallon, if I remember correctly, Jennifer, correct?
Yep.
If I'm wrong,
yep.
It's 94, 95 cents.
And it goes up every year.
Yeah,
so
automatically.
We're down to 42.4 cents now.
But you see the outrage there to have twice as much in taxes. What do you get for it? In California.
It's not nice roads. You'll drive around and get a pothole. I mean, you'll need a flat tire. You'll get a flat tire. It's ridiculous.
Potholes on the surface streets. I'm thinking of Sepulveda, but I can name you a dozen streets that are heavily trafficked. And they have, you know, Olympic, any of the Pico, any of those north, south, or east, west streets.
What do you call it? Pico?
Oh, Pico, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like an L.A. guy. It's Pico.
I know, it's Pico. Yes, right. Right, anyway.
You say Pico, I say Pico.
I'll say Pico. Let's call the whole thing off.
Well, you know what's going to be the really, I don't know, the salt and the fresh wounds that I have all over me from living in California is that they will clean up the streets in the areas around where the Olympics will be in 2028.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that happens everywhere, every country.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but
yep.
The thing is ridiculous. That we've been paying into this forever, and they should be doing it now just because it's the right thing to do, not because they're trying to clean up for company. Right. I mean, that's crazy.
Okay, what do you do with a middle school teacher who is having relations with teenagers in her car?
Ugh. Send her to jail?
That's probably what's going to happen.
Well, pedophile is a pedophile.
She's
in
jail.
I mean, if it were a man teacher, she'd be in jail immediately, right?
Right. So. 14-year-old former student for the last 2 months, Brittany Lopez Murray, booked yesterday in Miami-Dade on multiple felonies, including lewd, battery, molestation, engaging in acts with a child. She's been a teacher for 4 years. No disciplinary problems. She was teacher of the year in 2017.
I bet she was.
Who votes on that? Anyway, she is married. And let's see here. What
else? Not for long.
Uh-uh. Anyway, so this thing was going on, though, for a long time, apparently.
Well,
she got caught because the boy's father saw a picture on the son's phone of the two of them naked in the back seat of the car.
Oh my God!
So,
and this is going to be a Lifetime movie.
Of course, it is. Yeah.
It's been many Lifetime movies, and now this will be the new one.
Right. It's like when the adult is a woman, it's almost like this weird love story, and it's tragic and all this stuff. And then when it's a guy, it's like, oh, gross. You're it's crazy. Like, no, it's all gross. It's
they
all
went into the, they parked behind the Publix market in the Westland Mall.
Romantic.
Very romantic.
And you know how he got high-fived, right? I mean, this, like Jay's saying, it's different when it's a woman teacher and a male student. Like, it's just, it's different. Like, we accept it differently. It's so bizarre. Ugh.
And now, and then in the same town yesterday, a former high school teacher was arrested. And somehow or other, I don't know how they find these, but he had 600 child porn pictures and videos on his laptop. I don't know, again, how do they find it? I don't know how they find that stuff, but Hialeah is, that's where the racetrack is. A lot of things going on down there that people probably, and then I suppose maybe to top this all off, the stories floating around last 24 hours about the sexual abuse problems in the Catholic Church in France. Apparently there have been 216,000 plus minors who have been accosted in France by priests since the 1950s. 216 identified. So how many are not identified that are in this? And you can talk about a whitewash. Jesus
And sometimes the victims themselves don't want to come forward.
Yeah.
And when they do, you know, it's not received well by the family and they're not supported and sometimes they're ostracized. It's a horrible experience.
Okay, speaking of horrible, Jen, do you have an update on the Mexican border? Apparently, excuse me, there are over 100,000 missing people. And the Mexican, I don't know who's looking for them, their families and stuff, but they just disappeared. Where do they
go? It's the kids. It's the unaccompanied minors. You know, so many parents are using, so many kids are being taken or being used as a pass to get into the country because we have this rule. If you're with a kid, you can get in. And I've heard in this guy that did an interview with us at CRN yesterday, his name's Stephen Williford, and he went to the border. And have you guys heard about the rape trees? Apparently,
nope, I don't think I want them, but go ahead.
When they bring kids in or when kids are captured, a lot of the cartels and they put them into child sex trafficking. And if you go to the border, there are children's clothes that are just flung around areas because they will begin raping them to kind of assert control over them against trees. And they'll throw their clothes, whatever they were wearing, out into the field. And so if you walk the border in certain areas where there's crossings like this, you are going to see just a huge amount of children's clothes just flung, ripped, shredded, that have been sent out into this area. It's insane. We're not paying attention to some of the real problems. The child and the female sex trafficking is really, really bad right now. And from what I've heard from the administration, they expect 400,000 more people are going to be coming here. Again, there's already another surge just in October. I mean, when is this going to be enough? When is it too much? It already is. We're going to be well over, I think, 2 million people by the end of the year that have come in through the southern border. And those are just the people that we know about. What about the kids? What about the women? What about the people who don't get caught? The gotaways is what they call them, that just get into the country and we don't even have an idea of how to track them.
Speaking of surges, our latest DJV download is a focus on the surge, or lack thereof, depends on where you are. Alaska was the focus of the surge and our conversation, and then we've had conversations about where the numbers are going down, and the practical side of the question in the podcast, who should we believe about the numbers? Is it better or is it worse? It depends, I guess, on how you look at the whole reality. Clint Eastwood wins a lawsuit, Kelly Clarkson's divorce battle, Where's Brian Laundrie, and the George Floyd statue, all part of the conversation just in the DJV download itself. You can listen to the program all day, the full show all day, every day, at djvshow.com. You can find our download, the podcast, at djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angi, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angi matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angi.com. That's ANGI.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now, it's time for the continuation of DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from Salt Lake City. He has a clinic that he and his wife share, helping hundreds of people every week, thousands of people every month, millions of people. I don't know if there's millions. Well, actually, with the things you do on the Forbidden Doctor website, all the people that get help there, yeah, I would say you've got pretty high numbers there, pal. And that's,
yes, according to Libsyn, we do.
Yeah, according to whom?
Libsyn, Liberated Syndication. It's one of the outfits there that prepare all your podcasts and everything for to get onto Apple and everywhere else, all the podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have that, Jay? Who does our... Maybe we need to reach out to them to get our stuff peddled around. All right, let's get to a couple of things that are floating around that are of interest and import, I think, in times when we have only a limited amount of time left. The top 10, said again, Doug, top 10 things to avoid for healthy immune function.
Well, yeah, as we're
can we start at number 10 and work down to number 1? We have time to do that.
I thought you might do that. Yeah, this this is now that we're moving into what used to be known as flu season. Mm-hmm. And since the CDC is not tracking flu, they're not tracking tuberculosis, they're not tracking bacterial.
Is this your list, or is this a list that came from some medical magazine or tabloid?
This is your experience.
It came from a tabloid.
But this is what, these are the things, I've had this for a long time, and this is what, when my patients ask me, you know, what do I got to do for a healthy immune system? Like, you know, mm-hmm. Well, it's about time you start asking questions like that. And these are the top 10 things that seem to affect immune response for the most part. Chemotherapy and radiation, of course, is well known to stunt the white blood cells. Processed mm-hmm. foods have the stabilizers and food dyes and all these other things in it that stunt the white blood cells. We know that canola oil, soy oil, corn oil, all vegetable oils short of olive oil and a couple others are very irritating to the blood vessels of the body. Commercially processed meats that are loaded with antibiotics, hormones, the bleaching, ammonia, artificial colorings, all the kinds of stuff they do to make this stuff look good in the supermarket, as opposed to grass-pastured animals, will poison the immune system. Pasteurized dairy, homogenized dairy, messes up the microbiome in the gut. Processed sugars, artificial sweeteners, sugars as a whole, for that matter, because there's a test to show with glucose injections how much it stunts the white blood.
Your blood work, if you are doing a good job in your yearly physical, the blood work that you have done will tell you where you are on that scale. And anything was it 5-7, I think, is headed toward diabetes. So you want to keep the sugar numbers down.
You're talking about the A1C.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think, you know, 5.5 is where I tell most of my patients to aim for.
Yeah, that's
nothing
where I am,
higher than that anyway. And then grains, the grains that are just covered with glyphosates, especially wheat. Now, wheatgrass is completely different than wheat.
Yes.
And wheat in the sense where it's been soaked in water and allowed to, you know, to swell up in the little skin of the wheat berry to burst a little bit as it begins to transition into a vegetable, that's totally different than the wheat grain, the wheat berry itself that's ground and immediately turned into bread. Very dangerous for the gut.
Yep.
GMOs, of course, because it's a genetically altered food. There's studies still aren't coming in or complete on that. Medications being number two. Everything down to an aspirin is very dangerous to the human body. And then, of course, number one, vaccines, because vaccines cause auto dysregulation.
So then how do we, we only have a few seconds here, but your fix for not taking all these if you're sick. I mean, you can't, everybody doesn't have the same immune system, doesn't have the same ability to ward things off.
There's certain things to do when you're sick, and that's what we've been doing since the beginning of time. You get off your feet, you rest, you have plenty of fluid, broth. I wouldn't eat anything more complex than fresh-made beef broth or chicken broth. That's why chicken soup was always chicken soup. It's not some ethnic kind of an idea.
No, of course it is
beneficial.
Of course it is. All right, Dr. Jack, brought to us by Calitrin, in part the weight loss formula that assists your body in losing weight naturally. You heard me right. Let's all say it together: natural weight loss. And to kind of go with the list that Jack just came up with, there's none of that stuff. And none of it in Calitrin. Most people begin to see loss of weight within the first 4 weeks or so. I have just stayed with it because it's done such wonderful things for my body. You can too. Check it out at their website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code to buy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.